We're streaming online, WHGMGold.com. I'm Justin Mallow. Joined on the phone now, I have the executive director of the Aberdeen Chamber of Commerce. I have Vicki Horn on the phone. Vicki, can you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for calling in, Vicki. How are you doing so far today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for letting me on board.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. You know, you're always part of a chamber chat once a month. Usually have you guys come on down, but with everything going on, it's getting a little crazy. And I want to touch base because I heard, especially with the Aberdeen Chamber of Commerce, that you guys were doing something with flags to honor people with this whole pandemic going on, right?
That's correct. About the middle of March, when this pandemic kind of came thrusted upon us, the city of Aberdeen reached out to us and knew that we did flags of honor a few times a year and said, hey, how do you feel about putting these flags up in the park right now with what's going on? Maybe give a little boost to morale, give a show a little unity. And we were gung-ho and all for it. So on March 21st, between the city office and the Aberdeen Chamber of Commerce employees, we set up 100 flags in Festival Park, which is located right downtown there in Aberdeen, across from the city office. And we've got them on display, and they're going to stay out on display probably through the Memorial Day weekend when we would normally put them out. And since it has happened, we've had quite the feedback. We've had emails to us. Shows unity, it shows support for the country, and I think that's just what that flag represents. So seeing 100 flags waving in that park, I don't know what that feeling is. It's really hard to explain because the first time I saw it, I couldn't get over how beautiful it looks.
Yeah, it's the community coming together like that, and it just shows during these hard times, that's why the community is there for each other, you know?
It does. And, you know, that flag is not only for our military personnel, which is basically who we sponsor, is those active and those past or present military personnel, but those frontline people, you know, those 911 callers, those police, the fire, the nurses, that flag represents all those people. And you can sponsor a flag even through this situation, through the chamber, and get those names out there and just show how much you want to honor those people.
And they can just go to the chamber's website at aberdeencc.org for more information?
They can. They would click on under happenings and go to sponsor a flag, or they can email me directly at director@aberdeencc.org. And not only can individuals do this, but businesses can do this as well. For anybody that's current or past in the military, or if they have someone that they want to do, they can do that and have their business name put out on these plaques. And you basically get a plaque underneath the flag with who you're sponsoring and your name on there. So it's pretty significant to walk around there and, you know, see those names of those people in that park.
To make that information easy for people to get access to, we'll have a direct link to get to it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGMGold. I mean, you're with the Aberdeen Chamber of Commerce, and, you know, with everything going on, are there still restaurants open in Aberdeen, right? They're still doing business?
We have over 30 restaurants in Aberdeen.
Great.
Still doing business and trying to stay open, and they're there for us. You know, before this happened, we all loved to have a night out at a restaurant. It was, you know, something as a treat. And right now, it's still a treat. You know, you're not home cooking that 7 days a week. Take the advantage of going to one of these restaurants in Aberdeen, calling ahead, finding out they do delivery or carry out. There's a list on our website that you can actually print out, carry with you. If you're one of the essential personnel driving, take it with you, make the phone calls, pick up dinner on the way home, or have them deliver it to you.
Yeah, because that's the time, especially to support these local businesses. And we have also have more information on it on our website at WHGMGold.com. And then I was hearing that you guys are getting ready with everything going on to have like a virtual job fair, right?
We are. We work with the city office. Crystal Owens, who is the Main Street coordinator, she has set up what virtual job fair. You can go to jobsoffice.org. If you are someone looking for a job, or if you're a recruiter trying to find employees, the first Friday in May, June, and July, they're going to have these virtual job fairs, which I think, you know, may be the new norm.
Yeah.
Coming up. But it's as simple as going on that website, registering yourself, and then basically sitting like you're on a newspaper and picking out jobs, you know?
What website do they go to for that, Vicki?
It's going to be jobsoffice.org, jobsoffice.org. Or they can go on to the City of Aberdeen site, and all their links are listed there as well.
Okay. And maybe we'll have that link also on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGMGold. Anything else, Vicki?
Yes. I know with all the businesses that are out there, they're probably struggling as to where they can go to get help. You're hearing about CARES Act and the Payroll Protection and the Small Business Association. And If you're not really sure what to do, there is a new thing that came out. It's called a relief wizard. It's like a questionnaire for businesses that you basically go on. It asks you these questions. You click a box, and it's going to send you to where you need to go to get that help that you need. I recommend going there. It is on our website. Go to aberdeencc.org. It's on our homepage. It's a link right there, very easy to get to. But we also suggest for all those businesses, you know, it's like anything else, when you hit that obstacle and you've got a stumbling block in front of you, you figure a way to do it, you call those people been in your corner the whole time, like your financial institution, or maybe reach out to another business, say, hey, what are you doing? We're all in this together, and we all want to see everybody succeed, any one person or business fail.
Absolutely. That's nice that you guys are offering that. And so, again, they just go to aberdeencc.org.
That's correct.
To make it simple, we'll have a direct link to get to that on our page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So, Vicki, I do want to thank you for calling in to kind of give us an update on how things are going in Aberdeen. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me and giving me the opportunity to share what we've got going on.
My pleasure, Vicki. And make sure you stay safe, too, okay? And keep me posted.
You too, Justin. Thank you very much. Have a good day.